Are our dreams telling us something? According to psychic Victoria Bullis, the answer is yes.
Dreams are something that's inherent to everyone. Everyone has them, even if they say they don't dream, they just don't remember them. Sometimes people go below the dream state and they can't remember what they've dreamt about. They're meant to be clues about our lives. And back when we lived in little huts or little houses a long way away from other people, dreams were very simple and usually easy to discern the meaning of. Nowadays, when we sleep in a flat, in a block of flats, we might be picking up dreams or information for other people that are 50 feet away from us. It's amazing how, even though dreams are supposed to tell us things, there are bits and pieces of the dreams really that are for us. And other factors take over, such as what TV show you watched the night before, if you were watching crime or whatever. Everything that you do has an impact on your dreams.
So how do you then differentiate between those bits which do just come from the TV show that you watched last night or the conversation you had with your friend earlier and something that might actually be useful to you?
First of all, write down your dreams. I always say work with spirit guides and your deep inner self. The next night, ask for clarification. Say, how much of that bizarre dream that I had was meant for me? What does it mean? And if it's something that's important to you because it was such a vivid dream, you keep asking every night for clarification. And usually what happens is you wake up in the middle of the night or the morning and you go, I know what that means.
And what about for those people who said, like, go below the dream state and are not remembering anything at all?
You can train yourself to remember dreams. It's very simple to also start processing your dreams differently by doing affirmations, such as, I love being in the dream state. I love remembering my dreams in the morning, if that's the issue. Or, I love knowing exactly what each dream means for me. You start honing your own skills as far as the dream state is concerned. But most people have random dreams.
You said you go below the dream state. Now, why would some people do that and others seem to sit on it or above it?
A lot depends on how tired they are, what they've eaten just before they've gone to bed, perhaps, or drunk, or what they've been watching on TV. It's, again, sort of random. It depends on each person, where they live, how much noise they've had during the day.
And you say that the dreams themselves can be kind of random. Why is that? Why are they kind of random if they're telling us something?
There are bits and pieces that are for us, but more often than not, unless you start working with your dreams, specifically trying to be more accurate with them, you're going to be picking up bits and pieces of other people's.
And what would be the benefit of working with them? I mean, if it's just telling me stuff that I kind of already know, do I need a dream for that?
Most people don't know what to do about life. They don't know what job to take, what person to marry. That's why we make all these mistakes and have things called divorce, being fired, and so on. Unfortunately, most people don't pay attention to their thoughts or dreams. And they just blindly go through with whatever is presented to them. So the benefit is to try and figure out what you're meant to do, which is the best course of action. There's an interesting facet now that is becoming more and more popular called lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming is a very interesting tool. You can program your dreams to actually meet up with people that you know in this lifetime or who are not here anymore. They're on the other side, or famous people from the past. I routinely do lucid dreaming with Winston Churchill.
And what does he tell you?
All kinds of things. What's going to be happening in different parts of the world and different messages he wants me to share with politicians I work with.
And you say that things can be about the future and so on. So how much can dreams be an indication of what might be happening in the future?
Depends on the person. Can be 100%. I don't believe there is actually any 100%. Let's say 99%. If you're sophisticated and work at it. Lots of people after 9/11 dreamt about bizarre bombings and so on that haven't happened because they were so highly attuned and keyed into what was going on that their dreams began to take over from their fears. Sometimes dreams can come out of your fear level because it works with our subconscious. And what you've got in your subconscious comes up through the dream state. The more you work in your life through therapy, hypnotherapy, meditation, affirmations, and so on, the more you'll tune into what's appropriate for you versus what's just down there in your subconscious.
That's psychic Victoria Bullis.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.